Is it as good as the raspberry?
As good as the, because like I feel like the raspberry jelly cake goes really well with the cream and the sponge. Yes. Like the, all the three colours are very harmonious.
Flavors for podcast listeners,
audio listeners.
Audio listeners. Yeah. I guess it's always a podcast. I'm sitting here with half a jelly cake brought in from one of the boys from work. Just in front of me, and I've got two forks. One was for Sarah, but she has not lifted it yet.
Maybe I'll eat it at the end and we can do a cheers.
That makes sense. Maybe I'll stop eating until the end then.
Welcome to the Keely Eats the Entirety of a Jelly Cake by Herself podcast episode.
You're going to have to listen to and mute your track so you can listen to the bits where I'm like...
Just where the...
And like cut it out. Smacking, yeah. You know?
Just
you don't want that, man.
Of the lips, yes. It's very like...
People with misophonia or whatever it's called.
Is that a sound of that people don't like mouth sounds?
Yeah, the sounds of people eating. Ash is that person a little bit.
Yeah, right. I mean, so they, like, he would hate going to old folks' homes because that's just the perpetual.
Although it's funny because it's not like everybody. I think it's just when he's annoyed with someone, if he can hear them eating, he's like, I'm going to end them. I'm
even more annoyed with you because I can hear you eating as well.
Yeah. It's never happened with me, luckily.
That's good. Obviously, you don't eat annoyingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mostly like, I know his brother or whatever, who's downstairs and his brother's eating. He's like, I can't do this.
Stupid. Look at him eating and enjoying his food. I personally really, I don't have an issue with the sounds of people eating. The only eating sounds I do enjoy is specifically people eating fried chicken.
Oh, like that crunch?
The crunch.
The crunch is kind of good.
It's so satisfying.
I'm not really a person eating, person. Those videos when they pop up on like TikTok or whatever, I'm like, ew, skip. What the fuck?
Yeah.
But then again, every now and then someone will be like, here's my fried chicken that I cooked. But I like the sound of the crunch or the food sounds when it's not in someone's mouth, and except the crunch of the chicken, because that one's like, okay, look, that sounds like good fried chicken.
Yeah, my favorite fried chicken eater is a YouTuber called Zach Toy.
Okay, it's not Nicocado Avocado?
No. I've never seen any of his content, and I'm going
to... I've only ever seen it from, like, other people talking about it.
Yeah.
I've never gone out of my way to watch a Nicocado Avocado video.
There's a couple of creators like that for me where it's like, I've never watched any of their content. I've only seen others...
talk about you. And I know so much about you now.
Yeah. And I've never seen a single one of your videos or work.
It's like how everything I know about the Kardashians and Jenners, I have learned against my will.
Absolutely
against my will.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever clicked on a video about them. It's more of like I'm scrolling through TikTok and it pops up. And for some reason, morbid curiosity just makes me sit there.
I do think my favorite Kardashian-based, like, I guess, rumor or theory or whatever has to be that Khloe has a different dad.
Oh, and then it's OJ Simpson?
I think so. Yeah. Or like some other dude. Because like when you just look at their like frames, she is so different
than she's the built rest different.
Of them. She is so just like her, like it's not even a case of like, you know, because like she's lost a lot of weight now.
She's
arguably unhealthy. It's like literally built. Her bone structure is what's different.
She's got an athletic build where the other ones don't.
As someone she has been, that, yes.
She was born to be buff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then there's this guy who like had a thing with Kris Jenner for a while there and like looks just fucking like her.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is clearly your dad. Why are we all pretending that this isn't the truth here? Like,
just admit it. It's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Like my younger brother and I have very different builds as well, but it's kind of like we still look similar. Like our facial.
You can still tell.
There's still enough for like in our face, like our eyes, our nose, our mouths, like. You're like, yeah, you're related.
Yep.
Even though we have different built bodies. But, like, she doesn't even look like her sisters, like, at all.
Yeah.
It's a bit sus. So sus.
It's a bit sus.
I mean, she doesn't even look like herself anymore anyway. But
phone buzzed.
Oh, mine did too. That's the first time I've had a phone go off in a podcast. Oh, how embarrassing.
Sarah.
anyway, this is meant to be a podcast about games, not the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry if anyone came here for Kardashian
chat. I don't know why you would come here for Kardashian chat. I would never expect that on this podcast.
I don't think we've talked about them in 24 episodes.
I should sit with my back straight, hey. I'm always like hunched over. That's probably a reason why I have so many problems with my spine.
I once had someone tell me that I had very good posture.
You do have great posture.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I do. I've never compared to like compliment.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Okay.
10 out of 10 would posture again.
Yeah, I'll take that. I think I roll my shoulders in a bit too much. That's yeah. Probably my
own. I do. I obviously like that.
Hey, and
I
kind of like,
I drop. I'm really a bit, of a hunchback. It's really bad.
Yeah, I see. Anyway. Oh, we need to do an embarrassing story.
Oh, I thought the embarrassing story, I was thinking that the embarrassing story is the fact that I'm eating a jelly cake on the podcast.
That's your, is that embarrassing? I think you're embracing it. I think I am that's a bit, important. Yeah. That you've embraced.
I mean, I think if my boyfriend's family watched this, they'd be like, oh.
Oh, my God.
She's so embarrassing. How so could you do that? It's half embarrassing, I guess.
I guess. I'm trying to think if I've done anything embarrassing really? Lately, because I'm sure I have. Maybe I can just complain about, so yesterday I went and saw My Chemical Romance at Rod Laver Arena. And
not to date the podcast, but dating the podcast.
But you can work out when it was recorded, I guess, if you work that out.
If you think hard enough.
But, and I wouldn't say it's embarrassing, but like we were having trouble finding our seats because the Rod Laver Arena seating is so stupid and makes no sense. And you can really only tell what seat is yours by literally looking at each individual chair. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it's like that's not – like, I have so many complaints about Rod Laver Arena now. And one of them is, but what a stupid design.
What the heck,
like, that makes no sense. Why not have it way clearer what seats are where? Anyway, so went up, came in, and the woman was like, oh, they're over here. Go here, go up, and go along. So I did that. Got to the row she told me to go to, and I couldn't quite deduct what my seat was because my seat was, like, 668 – and the row was like 6-5-something to 6-9-something. And I was like, I think it's in there somewhere, but yeah, I don't like know where. Deep. Like, I don't – and, like, there were people in the row already. So I was like, if I'm not in the right place, I don't want to get everyone up just to have to turn around and leave. So then I thought, well, maybe it sounds like I'm actually on the other end of the row, not this end of the row. So I go all the way back down, all the way around, all the way back up. Still can't – although this is odd though because this woman who was sitting in the seats that ended up being next to my seat looked at my ticket and went, oh, I don't know, maybe you're there, maybe you're here. And I'm like – so later on, yeah, spoilers, I found out. I was right next to her. So she would have been like 670. I don't know how she didn't deduct that I was right next to her.
Yeah.
That was really weird. Anyway, so I went back down again, spoke to the same woman who gave me this real ugh. So she had to come up with me.
Why are seat people always so rude?
I know. Like, and I was not rude at any point. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just couldn't figure it out. And so she came up with me, pushed her way in front of the row, in front of my row, and, like, shined a little torch and was like, there, you're right here. And it was right in the middle of the row. And absolutely she gave me the wrong instructions. She told me to go up left. I should have gone up right. It was two seats. On the right, it was half a row in the left.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, one, bad instructions, honey. And then she comes up to me and, you know, and I'm like, oh, thank you, thank you. And she's like, now you're going to have to put your big girl pants on and ask everyone to move.
What a cow.
And I was like, it wasn't about the fact that I had to ask people to move. It was about the fact that I didn't know if that's where I was going. I didn't want to ask them to move if I didn't have to. And what then she just walked off. And I was just like, what a rude thing to say. I have no, like, look, I think it is rude to come into a concert late. Well, I didn't come in late on purpose, but it was rude to come into a concert late and have to ask people to move. You already feel bad.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't want to have to ask people to move unless I know I have to. I'm not going to inconvenience someone if I don't have to inconvenience someone. So that's why I wanted to double check and be really sure that those two seats right in the middle were mine so that when I clamber over eight people, it wasn't for no reason.
Yeah.
It wasn't just to get there, oh, no, these aren't the right ones, sorry, I have to go back. So, yeah, I was like, that was unnecessary. Additionally, I wasn't even wearing pants. I was wearing a dress.
I hope she has a bad day.
I mean, look, she didn't look too pleased to be there, so I assume her day was already bad, to be honest. But yeah, I just thought it was such an unnecessary little snidey thing because it's like it wasn't because I had to ask people, hun. It was because I had to ask lots of people and I didn't want to inconvenience them unless I had to. But also, yeah, she gave the wrong instructions. She should have told me to go the other way, which would have meant clambering only over two people, not eight.
Yep. Okay, so I have a similar thing, right?
Yeah.
So my family and I have been going to the rugby league for years, right? Mm-hmm. And we sit in these very specific spots. It's like on a second level. There's like two rows.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like tight-knit seat people. Yeah, they're all friends. It's cute, right?
Yeah, that is cute.
But like I stopped going, but my parents still go and stuff. Yeah. And every now and then you get some really weird people because it's ticketed seating. Like you have to, people will check your tickets and they'll come up and be like, show me your ticket, show me your ticket. I'm like, yes, I'm in the right spot. I come here to every game. Mm. Like, come on. But anyway, whatever, I show them. Now, one time my parents couldn't go and I went with my partner.
Yep.
So me and Ash went. And we go and we sit in our seats and my mum had warned me about not only like this one chick that sits up the end who's like, they're not your seats if it's not my mum. But, like, one of the ticket people said, like, what's your name? Like, and, like, the chick came up to me. No, it wasn't a chicken chick. It was, just the chick at the end.
Yeah.
Who always sits there. Like, she came up to me and Ash and was like, they're not your seats. And I'm like, yeah, they are. And she's like, no, you don't sit here. I'm like, Paula's my mum.
That's why I'm sitting here.
This is my mum's seat.
Yeah.
Like, shut up. And she was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's so lovely. I'm like, Like, you're just being a douchebag at this point. Like, yeah, okay, it's ticketed seating. People pay for them. But if no one's sitting there, like, who cares, man?
It's also kind of not your job.
No.
It's not your job to check tickets. Like, just don't do a job you're not being paid for.
Yeah, and it's like, fuck, if I'm sitting there and then the person who's actually supposed to be sitting there comes up and is like, hey, move, I'll be like, oh, fair enough. Thanks, sorry, I was just hoping you weren't going to be here today. Ha-ha.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, it's not a big deal. Go away. You're stop not being
people police.
A douche.
Yeah, yeah. No. Ah, tickets, they're fun. Anyway, I don't know if either of those were embarrassing stories. I think they were more just complaints. But anyway.
On brand for me and Sarah.
Exactly. We do tend to complain a lot. Welcome to Load Later Save, episode 24.
24.
And the final episode of Load Later Save for the foreseeable future. We'll talk about that a bit more later. I'm your host, Storm Eyes, aka Sarah.
Oh.
And I'm here today with the wonderful Hololeep, aka Keely. And as I am treating her as our final guest, that does actually make her also official guest Michael number 18.
Oh, so I'm a guest Michael.
You're a guest Michael. Wow. Today, I guess.
What were our names based off?
Warrior Cats.
Sick. What was mine again? Wind Leap?
No, it was like Hollow Leap.
Hollow Leap.
Hollow Leap, yeah.
Ripley's new alternate like superhero cat name.
Hollow Leap.
Hollow Leap.
Warning for Judy. Yeah, and I was Storm Eyes, which I
think. Yeah, that's pretty sick. That also fits Mia as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Insert photo of Mia on the podcast, Sarah.
Yeah, if I remember. Sure. Why not?
Well, I've made these comments to myself and just been like, I'm not doing that. Screw you, Keely. Ugh.
Screw you, past Keely. I hate you.
Hate you, past Keely.
But yes, no, I thought I should pick something cat related.
Yeah, I do like that.
For the sort of final chat. But anyway, how are you doing this fine Friday? It's a Friday, everybody.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Friday, which is different to when – oh, no, we do kind of record on Fridays now.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday, I'm good. I'm mixed, obviously. Mixed,
yes.
Which I don't know when you plan to get into that on the podcast, but
– guess whenever feels natural. I guess maybe now feels natural.
Yeah, I guess now feels natural. Yes. Yeah, mixed feelings. Mm-hmm. As this is my last Load Later Save.
It is. And your last day – working for Thermaltake.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a bittersweet situation because we're excited for you, your future, and what cool stuff you're going to do. You want to move on, but we're going to miss having you here, you know.
I'm going to miss being here.
Yeah. You know, and the podcast, I mean, the last, like this year, running the podcast has really all been something Keely's has done for me. I used to run both a lot of the time and, this year it just proved a bit impossible to run both. And so I was able to sort of palm off some Load Later Save to Keely so that we could actually still do it. So, yeah, and that's been really, really good. And you've done a really good job. I think
we've
had some great guests on this year and that's all been kind of thanks to your hard work. So that's really good.
Yeah, well, you did have a lot to do and I took it on because it was kind of like either I take on Load Later Save or it goes away. And yeah. I freaking love this podcast.
Yeah.
It's my little baby. Like, it was Michael's baby. It was. But it became
you kind very of special adopted to
me. It. Yeah, it's my adopted child.
Yeah. You started off as, like, the aunt.
Yes.
But, like, the aunt that wasn't actually the aunt. You know, that person that you have.
The friend aunt.
The friend aunt. Yeah, like, the front.
And the original parent was a deadbeat drug addict that went into prison. So you have to, like, adopt your friend's child. That's right. Like, that's what's happened.
And then, like,
I mean, Michael isn't a deadbeat drug addict and he's not in prison.
I don't think he's a dad either yet.
No.
As far as I'm aware.
I mean, he's not a cat dad because it's his parents' cat.
Unless they got a cat.
Unless, yeah. Maybe or a dog, because I know they wanted a sausage dog.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Totally. And then, you know, and then you looked after it for a bit.
I did.
With me, we kind of co-parented.
We did.
Then I was like, I cannot co-parent anymore. And then you took the official.
We broke up a little bit. And
you took the official adoption papers and made it your own. And now you're abandoning it again.
I am.
No, you're the deadbeat dad.
No, I am the deadbeat dad or deadbeat mum, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. I need to be a dad. Why not?
True.
I make great dad jokes. If I ever become a parent, I'm going to have to be the dad.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to wear the dad jokes.
Sorry, Harry, but you're going to have to wear the skirt.
That's fine. I mean, that's all right. We can both wear pants.
Breezy.
It's 2023. That's true.
It is.
You don't have to wear skirts if you don't want to.
No. That's a good point.
Anyone can wear a skirt. Gerard Way wore a skirt last night.
It is getting in a bit in fashion for, like, the people who are more experimental with fashion.
He wore, like, this because, like, when he first came out, all I could see was kind of, like, the suit top.
Yep.
He had, like, a suit top with a tie. And then I was like, is he wearing shorts? And then I was like, oh, no, those are, like, business heels. He was wearing, like, business heels.
Mm.
And then, I was like, oh, that's a skirt. And I don't know how the heck.
I could not laugh in those heels.
Yeah, like strutting around stage, putting their leg up on the speakers, like all in these, like, little business casual kind of heels. I was like, props to you, dude, because I couldn't freaking do that.
No, absolutely not.
I cannot stand heels that don't have strapping.
Same. It's like boots or nothing, man, or give me, like, straps because they just fall off my feet. They hurt. I have to, like, you have to add so much to it. And, like, they're so cute. But I just can't.
They're just not worth the effort for me. No. Like, just give me a shoe with a belt, little, you know.
Or more shoes need to start having, like, invisible belts, like clear straps or something.
I don't know. Someone needs to sort something out because I hate those. I mean, they're cute, but I just cannot.
I do have a cute pair of heels that have, like, your toe bit and then it has heel bit and then it's, like, gone on the sides. But it's got, like, a strap. But the strap sits up high. So, like, if you're wearing jeans, it looks like you're just wearing –
cheeky.
Strapless shoes.
Yeah.
So it gives that, like, illusion of, like, I can walk in normal heels like a real girl. Yeah. But no. Although, to be fair, I swear to God, I know more men that can walk better in heels than I can.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, have you seen that guy on, like, TikTok? I saw him on Instagram first, but he wears, like, the pole shoes. Yeah, you know, the pole dancing shoes, the ones that are, like, have the really big platform.
I thought you meant shoes that were, like, poles. No. I was like, well, basically, does that work?
But no, he wears those and he, like, dances in them and shit. And it's like,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I'd break every bone in my body.
Imagine being talented. I just can't relate.
Yeah.
can't relate to that. Something I cannot relate to. Anyway, let's try and talk about some games in our last gaming podcast.
We probably should.
What have you been playing lately, Keely?
It's a funny question because I've been playing games with you.
Yeah. I guess you have.
I've been playing, obviously, a lot of Overwatch.
Yeah.
That's, like, the only game I've played recently. I've really been busy. Living as an adult is hard work.
Yeah.
There's so much to do and then freelancing as well. Like, I get home from work and it's like, all right, I've eaten my dinner. It's time to do more work.
Mm-hmm.
And then every now and then I get the solstice of, hey, do you want to play some Overwatch message from you? And I'm like, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Please. Yeah.
Please and thank you. Like, I've started so many games. I started God of War recently and was super vibing that. Ragnarok it was. Not Ragnarok, the first one. Thor.
God of War 2019 or whatever.
Yeah, the Viking one. Viking? Yeah. It's not really Viking. The Norse mythology one.
Yes.
Yeah. That new era God of War.
Thank God you clarified that. Jesus that for Christ. Us. Oh my gosh, we were so confused for a moment there. We've been left confused though.
20 minutes later. I had been playing that. I had started Stray and I haven't finished Stray still. There's
Stray
so
is
many.
So short.
It is.
It's like 4 hours. Or something,
but also, I know it gets very sad and I can't do it because the little meows remind me of my cat and it breaks my little heart.
That's why I just didn't even play it. I watched the opening cutscene where the cat like gets separated from the rest of their cat family and I was like, nope, not purchasing this. This is going to make me cry.
So you roll down this thing and the cat like passes out and then it wakes up and like you have to meow a bunch to try and find them and then like you walk around and the meows are so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But not only that, it starts limping. And it'll like limp and fall over and meow, and it sounds exactly the way Ripley does when she's guilting me into the fact that I took her to the vet, and she's like, "You should feel bad now. I'm going to pretend like I'm injured."
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart, and it's really hard to like watch as a cat lover.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't do it. I was like, "Nah, done. Not for me. Sorry, I can't. I can watch. I'll play a happy-go-lucky cat game.
Yeah,
but I can't play one where there's any emotional stakes. Can't do it."
Which like I thought it was just going to be a fun game when they released information about it like 4 years ago.
Yeah, like they just showed gameplay of you like knocking vases off the edge of things and I was like, sold.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, you made me like cry now. Sold. I can't do this.
Although I do love that you can like rub up against the robot's legs.
That is pretty cute.
And like just scratch things for ages. It's really good.
Yeah.
I got an achievement for the amount of scratching I had done.
Yeah.
Or like there's an achievement for like meowing 50 times.
Wow.
And like 100 times and stuff. So I just had that meow, 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 meow.
I mean, hang on a second though.
Mm.
Isn't the thing of Stray that like the cats are strays?
Yeah.
They shouldn't meow then.
Yeah.
Plot hole.
I mean, cats meow to their moms, don't they?
Yes, but they don't meow to communicate with each other.
True.
They can meow to communicate with humans.
That's true.
So they should.
But they also had to do something to to appeal to people and communicate a point. Otherwise, could you imagine trying to get a cat to go like?
Just get like one of
our cats. A
bunch
of different times.
That'll do it.
That's true.
Because neither of our cats really meow. I taught my cat to meow, and it was a terrible mistake.
Yeah, Ripley doesn't. As I said in the last podcast, she doesn't meow much.
Yeah.
I love it when she does, but also it tends to mean that she's upset with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And seriously, I took her to the vet at the groomers recently and oh my God, my little heart.
Very unhappy.
The house did not feel the same without her while she was there.
Yeah, it doesn't. No, you're so right. It's
awful.
So weird.
I kept getting up to go pat her and I'm like, she's not here.
Oh, yeah.
But in the car, she's like, meh, meh. And I'm like, I'm a baby. I'm doing this because I love you.
And because you keep shitting everywhere.
Yep. Yep. She shat again on the bath mat last night. Which I decided instead of just folding it up and grabbing the other bath mat, I was going to sit there and scrub it to get like
Have you considered
been
putting
bit.
The bath mat underneath the kitty litter box?
What do you mean?
Well, like if that's a place that she feels safe shitting, if you put that.
No, so she doesn't shit on it directly. Often what will happen is she'll poop and then it gets stuck to her and then she uses the bath mat.
To get it off?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, off the
I
booty.
See.
Off the booty and then she like she's only like shat directly on it once, and I know she's done something because I walk in there and it's like folded over, and I'm like, oh fuck, here we go,
Yeah.
I have thought about like lifting it up when it's not there, but I'm like, I don't want her to like use the bed.
Yeah, it's kind of like out of. It's like the lesser of.
Yeah, I may just have to get like a couple. The problem is I don't have a washing machine. It would not be a bigger issue if I had a washing machine, but I don't. Therefore, I have to spend $28 or some crazy shit to, like, go to the laundromat and do a load or two.
Yeah.
While I'm at it. Laundromats are the worst. I think I worked out, like, how many weeks or whatever I would save if I just bought a washing machine.
Just bought a washing machine.
But I don't have the space, and that's the issue.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Games.
So, what are you enjoying in Overwatch 2, Keely?
The team aspect, man.
Yep.
Same thing I always have. I mean, I used to just enjoy the battles, like I still do. But I really enjoy just hopping on and having some fun and talking some smack with you.
And random people.
And random people, and yeah, making friends. Yep.
Yeah.
Friends is a loose term. Just making dumb jokes at them.
Yeah.
No, I definitely love that. I love, I don't know, I just, I think the games I enjoy the most are the ones that I can enjoy with other people. I'm definitely a social gamer. Like, I do love my story game, but I love spending time with people, you know? Like, you only get so much time in the day, and, like, if I can combine something social with something that, like, de-stresses me and just playing games and stuff, I absolutely will.
Yep.
You know?
For sure.
Prioritize. You got to prioritize everything somehow, and if I can min-max, I will. Let me min-max my social life.
Yeah. That social bar.
It's got to fill up somehow.
Yes, you are my little shy extrovert.
Yeah.
So that's right.
Doesn't make any sense, but it's true.
It is true.
I'll stand in the corner, but as soon as you approach me, I say goodbye to your ears.
That's right.
But also my bar runs out pretty quick too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It depends who you're talking to, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I can't, like, go out and do stuff with people too many times, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a see someone twice in a week. Like, unless it's, like, my partner, obviously. That's different.
Yes.
But, like, I had friends who, or they'd want to, like, hang out twice in 2 weeks. I'm like, no, man, that's too much.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I'm like, it's too much, man. I need time.
That's too much, man.
Also, like, when you think about how many friends and family and stuff you have, like, it's so hard to keep up with everything.
I don't have to worry about that.
See, again, you just give me more and more reasons to move in the state. Like,
yes, it's quite easy to keep up with family when you don't see them.
Yeah,
because you don't have any way to see them when they don't live
around the corner.
What
have you been playing?
So I've been also playing Overwatch 2.
Yes, yourself. Of course. It would be weird if you weren't.
Obviously.
And I was somehow still playing it with you.
Yeah, yeah. You're just like, I haven't played Overwatch 2 in months. Who have you been playing with? That's
dun, dun, dun.
My cat. She's been getting on and pretending to be me. yeah, and like it is an interesting game because it's definitely improved in a lot of ways from Overwatch 1, but I definitely think that it's also just, like, the same game. And it makes me wonder, like, what is going on? Like, why is it taking so long for the story stuff to come out?
Yep.
That's the only part I was super interested in.
Same.
And that's the part that I thought was taking forever. I don't know, it just seems odd. And it's been quite slow in terms of, like, I guess content. Like, yeah. One thing I was – I did a bit of an Overwatch 2 deep dive over on the blog with them, protectorcom.au. I talked a little bit about, you know, Overwatch's history and how it, you know, grew and grew and then how it sort of fell and what were maybe some of the reasons why other games that came out succeeded and has still have the same, you know, similar trajectory of success as they were having then compared to Overwatch. And the first thing I compared was Fortnite because Fortnite – even though it's not as giant, I guess, as it was back then, it's still doing incredibly well. And I don't think Overwatch is doing as well in comparison. And I think one of the things that Fortnite does really, really well that Overwatch still just doesn't do, and I don't know why, is more regular events.
Yeah.
And reason, like you could, like giving people a reason to come back and play more. Not just like, here's a new skin at the store you can spend $30 on. Like you need to give people an incentive to actually come back. They're still doing the exact same events as far as I'm aware in terms of, like, things.
Yep.
They've got the battle passes now, but the battle pass is, like, it's still, like,
trash.
Pretty minimal return for what you do. I think they need to get a bit better at doing sort of more mini events, even if it doesn't mean a whole new game mode. Like, I think the problem with Overwatch is they have this idea that, like, if they're doing an event, it has to have a game mode or it has to have this or that. It doesn't.
An event can literally just be, like, double XP. Yeah. Or, like, earn credits every game
a reskin to a map or a bit of lore that, you know, like Apex does it pretty decently with if it's a bit of a middle ground between Fortnite. Fortnite's events are always really well done.
Mm.
Apex's are okay in that they tend to do events that are – they're based around, like, limited time skins
yep.
that you can buy. But it's also based around, you know, yeah, they'll do – like, they'll add a new point of interest to the map or they'll add some lore for a character and give them an heirloom, which is a special thing that each character can have. Like – they'll add little tidbits of things that keep you kind of interested until the next season rolls around.
Yeah.
And obviously Overwatch is experimenting with seasons for the first time. But I think they...
Oh, no. They've been doing seasons forever.
Seasons, like the Battle Pass.
The Battle Pass stuff.
Battle Pass, you know, seasons per Battle Pass kind of thing. And that's fine. And I get that. But it's kind of like the season, like the Battle Pass season lasts for like 2-3 months. Like that's a long time with no content.
Yeah, yeah, the duration of the seasons is quite interesting as well. And something that you can also compare it to is something on my end of the spectrum is Dead by Daylight.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously Dead by Daylight and Overwatch have been around for like the same amount of time. And Dead by Daylight hasn't really changed that much in terms of gameplay. No. They have their new chapters every couple of months, I think it is. Their seasons only last a month.
Right, yeah, I think shorter
seasons. It's 13th to the 13th.
Good idea.
But yeah, they have their skins and stuff, but something that they added, which I think really benefited in similar of the lore aspect of Apex was the tomes, which is where you don't – it's like they have a battle pass where, you know, you get your things and you do your battle pass. But the tomes also have – there's like the tomes and the archive. I think the archive is the one I'm thinking of. Where you do think like you do challenges, right? But they're basically like your normal Overwatch challenges, where it's like, you know, unhook this many survivors or hook this many survivors, do this thing, destroy X many pallets or whatever in one game. You know, it would just be these different things. And the further you get into them, you unlock bits of lore about different characters. And so like each sort of like season they do, it'll be like a different character. And there's so many characters already.
Mm.
That they have so much time, and when they're constantly bringing in new ones, there's more there.
They're never
going
to catch up at this rate.
But they're going to – it gives something to the people that want something.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Like, yes, Dead by Daylight is definitely not as big as Overwatch. It's not had – it's not in its peak anymore.
Yeah.
It had its peak. It's had its day. But it's still quite good. Lots of people are still playing it. Yeah. And I think that definitely adds something. And they do have all their skins and they are adding skins. But they also do events that aren't like, here's a new game mode. Because obviously there's not new game modes in Dead by Daylight. They will add new like elements, like you said, the points of interest. You know, during Christmas there'll be a snowman and you can jump into the snowman and it'll take a hit for you.
That's
or
cool.
You can't, the killer doesn't know you're there because you just look like a snowman.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, the Lunar New Year stuff. There'll be Lunar New Year skins. And then you run around collecting, like, red envelopes. And they give you, like, blood points or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just bonus objectives within the game and the map.
Mm-hmm.
But they also do, like, double XP weekends. They do play free, double XP, you know, more blood points, whatever it is. They do those semi-regularly. Yeah. And I think that's something that Overwatch could benefit from.
I think so too.
Also, as an Overwatch 1 player, I do still get kind of pissed at how much they did just kind of go, whatever, we don't care about you guys anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, here's the new two characters. Did we get two characters for free?
In Overwatch 2?
Because it was Kiriko and...
I don't see, we didn't get them, like, we get them for free because we owned Overwatch 1. So we always get them for free, I believe.
No, because I don't have Ramattra.
I do.
You bought the battle pass though, because you buy the battle passes.
You have to buy
I don't.
The battle pass. Yeah, that's
right. So you got the first character for free.
So you got Kiriko for free.
I got Kiriko for free, and then you know you get all your skins from Overwatch 1. Oh, great! And like, oh, that's right. Overwatch 1 players get the default Overwatch 1 skin.
Oh, that's right. And new players don't.
Woo! Yeah. Like if you played Overwatch 1, like you don't use the default skin.
No,
are you
exactly.
For real?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
From there, it's like, dude, I paid $60 for this.
Yeah,
I paid $60 for one character. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's a bit rotten, to be honest.
Like, we should at least get a couple of characters for free.
I think you got Kiriko and Junker Queen.
Junker Queen, that was the other one.
That's the other one.
Was she in Overwatch? I thought she was in Overwatch 1.
No. The last Overwatch 1 character to be released was Echo.
Yeah, okay.
And then they didn't release anything for like 2 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you know, Apex does 2 limited time events per season.
Mm.
In between the overall season. So the Battle Pass is still running and then there's a limited time event. And I think, yeah, Overwatch 2 should definitely look at implementing at least 2 limited time events per season in that same aspect that people can unlock free skins or, you know, whatever, weapon charms or whatever, you know, for playing and for taking part. And, yeah, they could absolutely, you know, sometimes they could add new game modes, but there's not – I don't think there's pressure to, you know. Like I remember with, like, the Lunar New Year, they do the Capture the Flag and with
– which they have Capture the Flag anyway in the arcade.
And with Summer Games, it was Lucio Ball. Like, yep. I think they felt this pressure to, like, oh, we better do a new game mode for every new event. But it's like, no, people don't need the new game modes. Mm. Most people just sit there and quick play or competitive anyway. Give them – things that are just add to the game and to the world.
But I do also love that I feel like the PvE Halloween ones do the best.
Yes, yeah.
And it's really like, fun. Hello, everyone's waiting for PvE. Or not everyone. Yeah.
Well, it's some also like are. There's such desire for lore.
Yeah.
Such interest in it. And they just don't want to deliver it. Yeah. Even in like little tidbits, you know.
Yeah, like the little bits and pieces that you get in the interactions between characters and
like,
stuff.
Like just like we have been given crumbs.
Mm.
Give us more than crumbs.
Give us something.
Give us anything.
Yeah, far out.
Yeah, it's really odd. I do think that would incentivize a lot more people to stick around.
Yep.
Throughout the seasons. I also think they need to come up with a new – I don't know what it is. I've not actually played competitive at all in Overwatch 2, but – as far as I know, the reward for playing competitive is still a gold gun, unless that's changed.
Great.
I don't think it's changed. And it's like most people who are still like devoted Overwatch players have got gold guns for almost every character at this point.
Yeah.
Like add something else.
I think the only people who are still really interested in playing competitive, like strongly and committed to it, are the people who either – just like it's people that just want to play the game and they just want to get a quick match, although it's very easy to get a quick play match these days.
I think most of the people who play competitive are people who have always played competitive.
Yeah.
Who have stuck with the game from day dot, who are still there, who are still loyal.
Or people who are grinding for like, you know, grandmasters or trying to get into the teams.
Yeah.
Trying to get into the Overwatch League.
But like it's always people who are serious anyway. So like giving them just the same incentive you've always given is kind of stupid.
Not worth it.
Easy. Here's what you do. Once you have a gold weapon, you can then, like, you know, in COD, you can kind of, like, prestige weapons and things like that. Have a kind of prestige type thing where you can upgrade your gold weapon to a diamond weapon.
Yes.
And then a dark matter weapon. And then that like highest level has, like, some kind of cool animation or something to it. Like, there you go.
Or, I don't know, exclusive emotes or something to do with those weapons.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You know, at least that's something.
Yeah, I think that would be a natural way that, you know, once you get the gold weapon, you can then add another, you know, skin, a fancy skin to the gold weapon once you've got enough points to do that again. Like, there you go.
Yeah, it's or just being able to, like, customize the weapon skins themselves.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know, I just don't understand why they haven't implemented something like that. Unless they already have, in which case I'm sorry, but I did not hear about it. So yeah.
I also have a gripe with an animation thing, as we discussed briefly in game. The freaking gun charms. What?
Yes.
Okay. I was playing Junkrat the other day, and on his gun, little things spin, things go up and down.
Very animated.
Kiriko, Mercy, everyone's stuff when they jump or do things moves. Yes. Everything moves. Everything has physics attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
The weapon charms jiggle, right? But if you jump, they stay still.
Yeah,
they don't move.
There's no like, it's like they've got physics left and right, like on this plane, but they don't have.
They don't have the Y axis. Like, come.
Physics. And it's like.
What are you doing?
It's just so strange because it's so possible.
It's so lazy.
Fortnite, Apex, like all those other games have things like gun charms and they all have such great physics. Like you can't sit there and be like, oh, it's because of the style. Like, no.
No, like if you can individually totally animate every single hair in freaking Junk Queen's braid when she moves or like Ana's hair. I was watching someone the other day, Ana and Widow, they had their like long braids, right?
Yeah.
In some of their skins. When you watch them, that braid moves perfectly and has so much movement to it.
Mm.
How hard is it to put the same amount of effort to a tiny little gun charm?
Especially
all you have to do is up and down because everyone's guns are going to move the same.
Yeah. Well, especially because in a game like something like Apex where there's so many different weapons that anyone could pick up, that you'd have to make animations for every single one, like every single weapon that you might use to match, to be able to like interact with these charms. Overwatch, there's a set. There's like only like X amount of weapons.
Yeah.
Like they're all set. There's, you know, there's way less. I don't know.
And you wouldn't have to like change the animation for each charm, I don't think.
Not necessarily, no.
Unless you have one that's like, I don't know, say it's like Reinhardt's hammer. Maybe you make the physics a little bit heavier for it.
Yeah, but like
I'd say that's about like all you have to really do. And also do.
Considering it was 2 years with little to no content because they wanted to release Overwatch 2, they didn't find time to do that. I mean, I don't know. I guess neither of us are game devs. I'm sure there's an actual like, this is why reason, or maybe it's an engine limitation. I don't know, but it just like if I don't know, it's one of those things where it's like it if you're not gonna do it well, then just don't do it.
Don't do it at all.
I don't even use the gun challenge because I hate the animations on them. I think they look really distracting.
Yeah, I added the penguin one recently, and that's what started my rage because I'm like, oh, cute penguin.
And then you notice how like averagely they're done, so I just stopped equipping them.
Yeah,
because I was like, these look like crap. Why would I use them then?
Yeah,
and like it also it's like odd because like, I feel like there should be like player like character specific charms too, because some like it's interesting that you could just use them with whomever.
Same with the souvenirs.
Yeah, the
also what the fuck are the souvenirs?
Souvenirs are the stupidest thing they like came up with. 2 years, you came up with gun charms and souvenirs. And what? You didn't even do the fucking charms.
Oh, properly. I have an emote where I put my hand up and like, you can see the pizza, the Hawaiian pizza. Pizza. Are you for real?
Like what? And it's not even stuff that really applies to any characters in particular. Like
no, and also why would I ever do that?
I've already got emotes. Like why would I need this extra thing? Like it's like
it's not even a good emote.
It's emotes with extra steps, and I don't know why.
Like extra steps and half the like joy of the emote.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things where it was like, oh, here we got you this thing. Oh, I didn't ask for it though. Oh, well, why don't you like it? Because I didn't ask for it,
and it's shit.
It just isn't.
It's just trash.
Yeah, it's like, you know, writing a list to Santa and being like, Santa, this is exactly what I want, and Santa is like, here's something else. You're like, but I gave you all the information. It's right there.
It's asking for a pizza and getting a salad.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't get it. All we asked for is lore and an expansion in the world. And they're like, here's gun charms. Just doesn't make sense.
I have such a love-hate relationship with Overwatch. I should say that closer to the mic.
I get, yeah, it is, because I feel like it still does have a lot of potential.
Mm.
But I don't know, it must be caught up in so much red tape that it's like just not, I don't know, it's just not doing it. Not quite doing it. And like I'd love to say that the gameplay feels good, because it does feel good, but it feels the same.
But it hasn't like changed. Honestly though, if you ask me from what's different from when I started to, or like when I stopped playing to like now that I've started again, I can't tell you.
There's some new characters, new maps,
a couple of new maps. But even then, you don't get that many new maps. Like
no, and it seems to be like there's a bit of a map pool anyway. So
and they've taken out one of the game modes.
Yeah, yeah, they got like, rid of 2CP.
Yeah, yeah. Like at least put it in arcade, because I really enjoyed those maps.
I liked the design of those maps.
Mm. Yeah, the design is though, really is
like
nice
don't say people didn't like 2CP, because a lot of people didn't like 2CP. It was frustrating and it was not always a fun game mode. It would be a game mode where you'll often either be rolled or do the rolling.
Mm.
But all they did was replace it with push, which is the exact same concept. Where you either be rolled or do the rolling. There is,
and I freaking hate the robot push.
It's not a lot of, it's not that
it's
fun.
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's in competitive. That's in the competitive pool.
Oh, it's just not fun.
It's not. It's like, just irritating.
I think there's nothing wrong with just having payload maps.
Yeah.
Just have the hybrid mode where you capture the point and then payload.
Yep.
And then have just payload and then just have King of the Hill. And that's it.
Yep.
Done. No one will complain about that. No one will be like, oh, gosh darn it, push is gone. Like no one's going to care.
Even at team death matches or something in.
I don't know. Although
they probably wouldn't work that well with.
It's like this game mode didn't work, but everyone loves our other game modes. Should we just go hard on those game modes and make those awesome? No, let's spend our time making a new one that no one likes anyway. It has the same problems as the last one.
Yeah, I always am like, oh, here we go. When we get the robot one again, and there's two maps for it.
Yeah.
Like at least make three.
Or like if you want to have it, here's my pitch.
Mm.
For a new game mode, it's not going to be as shit as 2CP, but still feels similar to 2CP. have it have two have it have two capture points. So you escort a payload to one place, and then you escort, and then you have to capture a point, and then you escort the second payload to another place. It's 2CP with payload.
Isn't that just what it is now?
No, because you don't have to capture a second point after you've transported it to the first place.
Oh, you just have to get it to that point.
Yeah.
So you like have to hold it there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, done. Why not?
Done. Yeah. Because like it's to me it's like then there's still 2 points being captured and there's still like a second spawn door being activated, which is, you know, what happens usually in a 2CP or push situation. And it's possible for both sides to still win. Because the reason why 2CP and push don't work is because in order to capture the second point, it's right outside the door of the enemy team. That's why it's a problem. Because you need to do at least three, like, full, like, fights team to take it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're first pushing in, take them out. Getting on the point, take them out. Then they come on and they drip on, take them out again. And that's why it's annoying because you end up having to kill at least 2-3 times in order to actually win. Or, and if you're defending, defend at least 2-3 times to actually defend and get rid of them. And it's just like, that's annoying. Like, that's tedious. Like,
half the time when they're at that point, it's done. The game's over.
And there's, and there's the stage of like, there is no coming back from this. And that's why payload maps and King of the Hill maps feel a little bit less like that because it does still feel like anyone's game. You can still like full hold at the end, like right at the end, and you can claw your way back. But rarely can you claw your way back from a 2CP or a push. Like if it's there, it's there. You're just done. Like you just sort of, if I'm playing someone like Moira, I just like facepalm in the doorway and just lose because like what's the point? Like you can't, it's designed in a way that really does punish you once. After a certain point, you just kind of can't really pull it back. I mean, some teams do, don't get me wrong, but I think that in a game like Overwatch where communication is so important and a lot of people suck at it, you can't expect a team to work perfectly together to claw back from victory. Sometimes the game needs to help you a little. And I think payload maps and King of the Hill maps are a lot better at sort of like, even if you're all a bit shit and not communicating, you can still kind of get there. So that's my pitch. You're welcome, Blizzard. Feel free to hire me at any point. No, just kidding. I get sexually assaulted. Anyway.
Oh, bam.
I might have to cut that.
Please don't.
If you heard nothing just then, it's because I had to cut that.
Just mute your bit and include my reaction.
To what? Yeah, to the mystery thing that I said. But we've been playing a bit Overwatch 2 and it's a fun, like switching your mind off, like just sort of, you know, doing things. And I just want to get the level 80 Kiriko skin.
I just want the Moira skin. That's all about. That's all I care about. Yeah. The Kiriko skin is wicked. I just don't play enough to get it.
I am at a point where I could get it. I think I just need to like do a few good like weekends or something with.
I'm quite close to the Moira skin, which is good.
So we can get it.
My goal is 40. Sarah's goal is 80.
But I'm at like 60, so I'm like almost there.
Yeah, I'm at like 30.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I just don't play enough, and I'm not good enough to play on my own. Like if I play on my own, I lose.
Play on my own, I don't necessarily lose, but you just don't get as much XP.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you get the group bonus.
The bonus XP.
That's what I want. Because it helps you get up faster.
Yeah, when I did my new PC, when I installed and set it all up and stuff, and I was playing Overwatch, Ash came over and played a couple games, and he played as, DPS, because he's a DPS player.
Yes.
And he's playing, and he's like, I'm sorry if you get put in it to a higher MMR. And I'm like, I mean, at least people think I'm kind of okay.
Although
he was playing Widow, and he couldn't do it because of how low my refresh rate was. He actually struggled a bit more. Like he wasn't terrible, but he's like, I can feel it. I can feel that I'm not getting things right. And he had to go in and like play with a bunch of mouse settings and stuff because like it was like mouse acceleration was on, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. I believe what I said to you afterwards is like you can now officially blame your hardware.
I can. Like, I can say my computer was bad. You're like,
actually, it's because my settings are bad. I'm not actually bad this whole time.
Well, I did say in a stream the other day, not my stream, obviously, I don't stream. I said to someone else's, I have thought about it at one point, making a new Blizzard account, especially since it's free now, and just trying to do like competitive ranking to see if I rank
I want to do that too.
Because like I've been destroyed by Overwatch 1.
Yeah.
And I'm a lot better now than I was back then.
Yeah.
I'm not good, mm-hmm. but I'm a lot better. And I placed in bronze back then.
Yeah.
And once you place low, it's really hard to grind back so up. Yeah. So I'm kind of tempted to go back.
Yeah.
And yeah, and just see if I can place a little bit higher.
I want to do the same thing because I was in the official titled Elo Hell, which is high plat.
Mm.
I hit diamond twice. But I never played enough to get deep enough into diamond to stay there.
Yep.
And that's my problem. I just don't play it enough.
Yeah.
And if you do play enough, you can get to your – because that's the mentality, right? They're like, we place you lower than where you belong. So the idea is that you play the game and then you get to where you belong. Mm. But if you don't play the game, you don't ever get to where you belong.
You just keep getting lower and lower.
Yeah. So you never know where you actually are supposed to sit.
Yeah. I find gold and below are the worst kinds of people. Like bronze is children. You refer to bronze as where people who don't know how to use the WASD keys belong. Yes. It's a lot of people who think they're better than they are and a lot of children, which is fine. And then I remember I think Ash at one point was putting gold, and this was like early, right? Mm-hmm. So everything's changed a lot by now. But he was putting gold. And I remember watching him play once and the people in gold – are the worst because they think they should be in bloody diamond. They think they should be in grandmaster everyone else is the problem.
Yeah, of course.
But nah, bro, you're just not as good as you think you are. And yeah, like they are like the proper ragey, will get angry over nothing and blame, like throw out the awful slurs and everything. Like it was like, oh my God.
I mean, the thing I also hate is like often those sorts of people will be like, I actually watch pro players and I know how this stuff works. But they're also like, you know, on like DPS and trying a shot call. And it's like, actually, if you did watch the pro players, you would know that DPS do not shot call.
No.
So what are you watching? What are you watching? Because it's not what, like the best shot callers usually are support players because they're behind you and they see everything that's happening. So having a good support player be your shot caller, it makes the most sense.
Yep.
Like if your support is saying something, they're probably telling the truth because they can see what's happening, you know. And I hate when people be like, why won't you heal me? Or why aren't you here? Or why aren't you there? Or why aren't you doing this? And it's like, bro, I can see you. You can't see me, right?
Yeah.
So I know what you're doing and you're doing stupid shit and that's why I'm not healing you.
Genji, I'm not following you into their back line.
No.
Stop asking.
I had this the other day where there was just this dude who I had this tank that I played and I was like, who was I? I can't remember who I was. And I, you know, and this tank just kept going off into the team and trying to 1v1.
She's talking about me.
It was an Orisa, so it definitely wasn't
it definitely was play, not me then. I do not play Orisa.
But they just kept going off. Like they would lead the team, but the team wasn't following them, right? Yep. And that's frustrating.
Mm.
But at the same time, you have to adapt to your team.
Yep.
Like we had a Genji and a soldier, and the soldier would always go get high ground. The Genji would go do flanking. And it was just like me and the Ana. I think I must have been Moira. You know, and so the tank would push off, like push and make space, do what tanks are supposed to do, but the team wouldn't follow because they were off doing their thing. And then the tank would, you know, would constantly be needing healing, constantly be like, where is everyone? Constantly complaining. And I'm like, look, you're doing a good job being a tank. You're making space, you're aggressive, that's fine, but you actually also have to play with your team.
Yes.
And unfortunately, if your team isn't being aggressive with you, you need to change your play style to match your team.
Yep.
It's a team game. You know, and it's just like, I don't know, little instances like that where because you play support, you do see that.
Yeah.
And he was blaming the DPS and blaming the supports and blaming everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, actually.
You're the problem.
You were the problem. Despite the fact that you were doing your job, you actually were the problem because the team wasn't going with you. So you can't do your job like that. Like you needed to adapt how you were playing to suit what your team was doing. Because they weren't following you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's instances like that where it's like, it wasn't really one person's fault, but like at the same time.
You have to understand everything. You can't just play your character.
If you want to put your blinders on and just go for the enemy, go play COD. Like, it's not that game.
Yeah, it's not. And as someone I play, I tend to main Reinhardt when it comes to tank. I'm not a tank man at all. It's very much like we're flex playing, flex killing, and I'm like, oh, I'm in tank, I'm a good play Reinhardt because that's the only one can be good at sometimes.
Yeah.
But like I love playing an aggressive Rein. Yeah. I really do. But I can, after a couple of deaths in the back line, Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. So my team is not.
They are not.
Then yeah. we're not pushing like this. Yeah. I will take a step back. And yeah. you have to know.
You have to.
Like sometimes it may take your brain a little bit longer than it should or than would be beneficial to figure that out.
Yeah.
But you need to try and figure that out and you need to be really aware.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not going to go in and push in if my only healers are like a Lucio.
And a Zen.
Like, no, don't push.
This person kept complaining, like, we have such low heals. Where's the healing? Where's my healing? And I was like, we have a Lucio and Zen.
Like, come on.
They're not changing, so you need to change your style to adapt to what they're playing. You know, but people are too fucking stubborn to do that. Stubborn. And we're just complaining.
we are just complaining about people. But I'm someone who I don't have great game sense. Sarah always tells me that. No, it's quite funny.
You're getting better.
I'm getting better, but I don't have fantastic game sense. No. I play for fun. I turn my brain off, you know. So it's just like whatever. Yeah. But if Sarah or someone on my team was like, hey, can you swap to X healer or whatever, I'd be like, oh,
yeah, all right.
The only time I don't really swap is when I'm playing DPS. And that's because I flex queued, not thinking I would get DPS, and I just wanted the points.
Just wanted the flex queue points, yeah.
And then I got put in DPS, and I was, oh my god, the only DPS I can play is Junkrat. And even then, I'm not necessarily a good Junkrat because people know how to play against Junkrat now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh.
Okay. Yeah, because there's nothing more frustrating than you being on a roll and the enemy team is playing a composition. And you know that the natural character that would counter that is someone that you can't play.
Yeah, like well. I can't play. What's that one where you got to? I can't play the one where you have to be accurate. So like I can't play Widow.
Like Hitscan.
I can't hit scan. Yeah, I can't play McCree.
Yeah. Cassidy.
Cassidy.
We both do that.
We do. Everyone does it.
So hard because you're just so used to saying.
He was Cassidy. He was McCree for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's hard to go back to Cassidy. But yeah, like you've played, I just can't play them. I just don't have the aim. I don't have the quick movements. I'm much better at someone that I can sort of shoot near them, which I discovered recently for some reason, it only clicked in my brain that Pharah is quite good at just like, you don't have to be accurate with Pharah. So I need to learn how to play Pharah.
Yeah. Pharah's a lot of fun. Yeah. Cause the thing is like, you know, I have a decent, like, I think in a game like Overwatch, it is important that you learn a little bit about every single role so that if you are put onto it, you need to be able to jump onto anyone. Like, I can play any support character. I have, like, in tank, I can do Orisa, Zarya, D.Va, Winston.
Which I got told off in a Twitch chat the other day for
saying Winton.
Doing the Winton joke. Oh, and they're like, why? Oh, it's so overdone. I'm like, to be fair, I only just discovered it.
It's also really fun, so who cares?
Yeah. And they were like, oh, I guess that's fair enough. But yeah, it was like funny until everyone started saying it. I was like, all right, okay. Settle down. And even the streamer was like, yeah, you know, if you just discovered it, it's fine. And like, even he says Winton. I'm like, screw you. Yeah, it's Winton Wednesdays. Go away.
Winton Wednesdays. Yeah. So like, there's only like really two tanks that I cannot play for the life of me, which is I don't count Jungle Queen because she's too new. Roadhog.
Oh my god, no!
I could not land hook if you paid me $1 million. I just can't do it. I don't know what it is. I just can't. And I'm really bad at Reinhardt as well. And there's been a few instances where like I know that the best character to play right now is Reinhardt, but I'm on tank and I can't play that character. Mm. So either I switch to that character and fail mercilessly because it's just not my play style, or I stay with the character I'm playing and we lose because it doesn't suit the composition. And that is so frustrating. And that totally happens.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's just the way the game is.
I feel bad. I mean, we played a game the other week. I got put in DPS. It was so bad. And I just decided, you know what? Maybe I'm better than I used to be. And I just decided to play a bunch of like the hit scan characters. And we finished the game. Someone on the team was like 600 damage. And I'm like, that's what I get for trying something different. I'm sorry.
It was Route 66 and you finished with zero elims.
Yeah. It was zero elims. It was like 100 deaths or whatever. Damage. Something stupid. 600 damage. And then we switched, I think. Or did the game just ended or something? And I was like,
Yeah, you were like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, man.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you only get better at something by practicing it.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's embarrassing and people yell at me and I don't want to do that.
I know. And it's like, how do I practice a character and get good at a character if even in the casual mode, I still get berated for trying the character?
Yeah.
It's a pain.
Anyway, we've been doing this for an hour and we have a lunch date to go to.
Oh, yeah, we do, we do. So you know, there's 45 minutes of Keely and I complaining about Overwatch. If you don't like Overwatch, unfortunate. but anyway, I guess we will wrap it up. Thank you for listening to this episode.
Thank you.
Making it all the way to the end. We really do appreciate you and your ears. And yeah, this is going to be the final episode of Love Let Us Stay for the foreseeable future. Yep. I will use this opportunity to make an announcement that Thermal Talk is actually going to come back a little bit, in that it's going to be a bit of a mini-series, which Keely has actually named for me.
You're going with it. Yay!
Yes, there's a bit of Keely.
Named this podcast too.
But you did, yeah. But it's going to be Thermal Talk ITX edition, and it's basically going to be a 20 to 30 minute long podcast that I'll probably be doing actually on my own, but I may have a few interviews with guests interlaced within the episode, but each episode is going to have like a bit of a theme behind it. So the first one I'm going to talk about actually is something that pertains to what I've been doing lately, which is hiring. So if you want to get a job in games or tech or the creative field, I thought I would, you know, just give some advice and some things about what I've seen from the other end of the apply now button.
Are you going to make this into a video?
I think it'll just be okay.
Because I feel like this could be beneficial as like a YouTube video, or maybe like upload it to YouTube.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so that's going to be the first episode. I'm not sure when it's going to release. I've written it. I just need to find time to record it and edit it. But it'll be probably like a semi-monthly.
Do you have interviews for this one?
No, it's just me. It'll be like a semi-monthly thing that I will do. And yeah, sometimes, you know, if I want to talk about something that I could bring a guest on, I might have some interviews interlaced, but it's going to be very formulaic, but it's going to be, you know, I'm going to write it and it's going to be scripted.
Maybe you can interview me.
Really, yeah, I mean, it depends what we're going to talk about, but yeah, so it's going to be a bit of a mini series until we kind of find out what's going to happen with the podcasts going forward, because, you know, the team's kind of reshuffling and everyone's kind of finding their spot. Now, so it's a bit tough to find time to do them. So that's something that's coming out. So if you haven't followed Thermal Talk already, because it's going to be going up in the Thermal Talk feed, so they'll just be called Thermal Talk ITX Edition Episode 1. So check them out. So go follow Thermal Talk if you haven't already on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, everywhere. Subscribe to it. And so you'll get the first episode when it comes out. So that's something I thought I would debut here.
Yeah, exciting.
If you do want to still take part in our podcast in some way, shape or form, yeah, maybe we'll have an episode about editing and I'll get you on. So maybe
freelance editing or something.
Yeah, how to get into freelancing maybe or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So a couple of people you can talk to for sure.
Yeah, that could be something really cool if you want to follow that. And of course, check out all the Thermal Take based things, which, you know, we are on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Discord, you can join a Discord server, and I think that's about it. Oh, and check out our blog, blog.thermaltake.com.au. There's lots of cool things growing up on there. I think that's all from this side. Feel free to rate the podcast too if you did enjoy listening to it. It's going to, like I said, it's going to be put on ice for a while. We're not sure what's going to happen to it.
I won't see what happens. You guys will see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But if you did enjoy listening to Let Us Say, we'd love if you let us know by leaving a review or giving it a rating. That would be super appreciated.
Surprisingly, I managed to get through this podcast without crying.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, as this is Keely's last episode, if people listening want to follow you in your future journey and whatever you do with your life, where can they go to check you out?
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. That's fun. I was like, can I shout myself out?
Yes,
but you can do it for me. You can check me out. I'm on Twitter, Keely Edits, KWLYEDITS. You can check out my website, www.keelyedits.com. If you want a freelancer, if you want someone to edit your videos for you, I can actually plug myself now.
You sure can.
I couldn't do it previously because this was my job. But now, if you want an editor for anything, I do it all. I'd love to branch out into some more different types of content. I'm currently doing a lot of horror gaming, and I've actually been doing a lot of Rust stuff as well. I've been editing down an event. So if you have like a live stream event you want me to edit down, I can do that for you.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, I've done video essays. I've done it all. Mm. Hit me up. I'm going to miss this podcast more than anything.
Yeah.
Along with the whole team. It's been friggin' fantastic. It's really, I didn't realize I wanted to do a podcast until I did this one.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I like being on podcasts. I think it's just a nice excuse to talk with friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny you say that, Keely. Because we do have a podcast outside of work featuring the lovely Jillian, who actually is going to be still working with me at Thermaltake. So if you want to hear me, Keely, and Jillian each month talk about books, that's right.
Yeah, we have a book novels. Podcast. We have a
book podcast. It's the
Join our book club.
It is the Book Hub Book Club. Once you listen to the first episode, you'll find out why that's the title. But yeah, we talk about books. Each month we read a book, the three of us, and we talk about the book. We've done two episodes so far, with the third one coming out soon. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you want to follow the three of us in our book reading adventures, which we're going to be continuing, that's another thing. That's a non-Thermaltake podcast though.
Yeah, it's non-Thermaltake, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yes. So, but that's something that we'll be continuing as well. Outside of work, obviously. So that's something, if you want to check that out, go check that out on everywhere you get your podcasts. But on that note, we have to go. Thank you, Keely, for these episodes of Lolita Save.
I wish we kind of got to 25.
Yeah.
But unfortunately we didn't.
Just short.
We're so close.
Just short of it. Do you want to cheers?
Let's cheers with our jelly cake. Cheers
with the jelly cake. Okay.
Right. Oh, jelly you lost your jelly.
Oh, no. Jesus. Oh, this is a mess.
Chink.
Okay, cheers.
That wasn't racist. Oh,
goodbye,
my God.
Bye, Lolita Save. Sorry, bye. Michael, for what we did to your legacy. Bye, everyone.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Dad.